It's time for My Farm Roots, a series from Harvest Public Media in which we hear American stories and memories of rural life. Because when you hail from farm country, roots run deep.
I'm Luke Runyon, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Greeley Hat Works is an institution in the Colorado farm town on the edge of the prairie. For more than a century, farmers and ranchers have turned to the Hat Works for their classic cowboy gear. Once an average suburban kid, Trent Johnson is now in charge of the business and himself a cowboy institution.
It's much better than my name's Trent Johnson. I own Greeley Hat Works here in Greeley, Colorado. I'm originally from Southern Colorado, but I've been up here since 1990. I came up here to go to college and never left. So I grew up in town. My dad was a school teacher. I was on a ski team. But then, you know, when you go away to school, when you go away to college, it's an opportunity to reinvent yourself. And I was going to be a cowboy. The folks that owned Greeley Hat Works before me, it was actually out on their ranch, just west of Greeley. And I used to take my hats out there. Well, they were looking for a ranch hand. Working on the ranch, I think I found within myself a pride and ownership. Not that it was my land or my cattle, but, you know, I did that. I think I learned a lot about myself on a handshake means something. When you say you're going to do something, you actually do it. I was excited that I got to see things from start to finish, whether it was building a fence, pulling a calf, irrigating. You know, you go from a barren field to nurturing it, watering it, weeding it, taking care of it, and actually seeing something on the very end. And it's the same thing with hats. I mean, I get to see things from a raw product that nobody would wear into putting one onto President Bush or Vladimir Putin or just a farmer or rancher that comes in that needs something good to protect him. Yeah, I think there's a lot of responsibility in continuing the tradition. You know, there's lots of times I'm using a piece of equipment or a hat block that Mr. Martin was using in 1924. And you think about that when you're making the hats. Could I be more successful if I built hats faster and cheaper at a lower price point to make more units to cover more heads? Yes, but that isn't how this business was founded. That isn't how I was raised, and that isn't my passion. Sometimes the easiest way isn't always the right way. And I think I've chosen a harder way to run my business. But every night when I set the alarm and lock the door, I mean, I did the best that I could do. And I know that the previous owners, you know, you see the smile on their face and they're proud of me, then that's cool.
That was My Farm Roots, a special series from Harvest Public Media. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media stations across the Midwest. To hear more My Farm Roots stories or to share your own, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.